morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever it is, wherever you are today. I'm Ali Amagasi, and you're listening to the latest episode of Cloud Unfiltered. I know for a fact it's evening where our guest is. She's coming to us from Budapest, I believe. Welcome, Ildikó Vancsa. Did I say it right?
Yes, perfect.
Excellent. She's the ecosystem technical lead, or an ecosystem technical lead with the OpenStack Foundation. She's going to talk to us today about edge computing. It's well, she'll talk to us a bit about Berlin as well, the Berlin Summit, but we are really interested to hear what she says, because if you listen to the last episode, we spoke to Glenn Seiler. He talked to us about Starling X. And so we're going to stick with that theme for the moment and kind of expand on what's going on with OpenStack and edge computing. So before we get rolling on that, good afternoon, Pete. Nice to see you again.
Hey, Ali. Just I wanted to make it easy for you. That's why I have the name that I do, so that when we get guests that have harder to pronounce names for you, you know, Pete Johnson is really easy for you.
And for the record, Ildikó's last name does not look anything like Vancsa on paper. If you're reading it, that is not what it looks like. So Ildikó, before we get into edge computing and all the interesting things you have to say about what the foundation is doing in that area, can you tell us how you got into tech?
Yeah, sure. As every teenager in high school, I tried to figure out what I want to do, and tech wasn't really one of them. On one hand, I like drawing. I like drawing on paper. I still like writing on paper with pens and pencils. It's just still a habit of mine. And I thought that I may want to pursue a career in graphical art, or rather becoming an architect, you know, just drawing buildings and designing buildings. It's kind of seemed like a fun activity to do, because I still pictured it with people, the thin paper and the really thin pencil, and just, you know, a really precise activity to do, and nice, and you get a great result when you see the building. And then I just to try it out, didn't really try the thing out, just to see, I got a summer job at an office, and I watched the people like every day for 2 months or 3 months, and they were just sitting like next to a computer, like clicking, and they really, really did seem bored. I mean, I understand that it's really efficient when you just use AutoCAD and clicking, and then all of a sudden 10 windows appear on the building, and it's pretty great, and it's a really big improvement, and again, like automation and all these sort of things that are really, really important these days everywhere. But like when I just looked at the people themselves, I just kind of saw the magic in the whole thing slipping away. And well, high school girl, I obviously had a boyfriend, and he was obviously older than me a little, and he was in IT. So he got a tech degree from college, and I just basically saw him like writing programs, and it just looked like that you can do way more with a laptop than just, you know, being able to use two programs on it. So I basically decided that I will just basically do the ordering of my college application in a way that, okay, graphics school, where I kind of was 99.9% sure that I will not get in. And right after that came tech. And this is basically how I got into tech school and, you know, ended up being in IT.
It seems like it worked out.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it so far.
I don't know if he kept the boyfriend, but he couldn't have been all bad. He helped you find your way to tech, so yay for him.
Yep. No, didn't really keep him for super long. Well, some time in college, but yeah, I'm definitely really, really grateful for him. And it's so funny, because my mother always thought that I should have got into art, because that's more of my thing. And she was super sure that I will be really, really depressed and miserable for my whole life. But so far, it seems that tech won.
Yay for girls who code and women who code.
Yes.
So now to get on to kind of what you specialize in, as part of the OpenStack Foundation, you're with the Edge Computing Group, right?
Yes. So, well, my title is Ecosystem Technical Lead, which basically can mean whatever we want, right? So what I do is basically how I describe it is that I work with our ecosystem members and try to help them to succeed with OpenStack and also our new pilot projects, both from the perspective of software as well as community, because we are in open source. So, you know, like picking up open source code and using it for fun or putting it into production, that's really just one thing. But if we want to make this whole open source and open source ecosystem work, then participation is the most important thing to do. And in my personal experience, I used to work for a bigger telecommunications company and was kind of one of the open source people. So like, you know, 100,000 employees, 10 open source people being one of them was kind of a big deal. Okay, the numbers are not 100% correct, but basically just what I'm trying to say is that they became really good at picking up open source software, but when it came to participating in it, that was sort of a challenge, particularly because when it comes to telecommunications, like standardization and IPR is something that sort of slows you down and sometimes even prevents you from participating in open source or just openly talking about what you're trying to do, which is totally reasonable. But they are not the only companies who sometimes have struggled with figuring out the business model, how to participate, what they are getting out of it, and also when they decide to participate, like how to be a good community citizen, how to do the right things, and again, how to get to the benefits. So my job is basically helping them to when they have questions on how to use the software, but also when they have questions on how to become part of the community, and also somewhat being an open source evangelist, advocate, whatever you would like to call it. And my focus areas, obviously, because the somewhat telecommunications background, when I started at the foundation, were telecom, NFV, SDN, and those areas helping keeping a closer eye on companies on that area. And obviously, when it became 5G, and then with 5G, it became edge. That's when basically my focus areas sort of shifted over to edge computing as well. So like, I think our first like activity in this area was a keynote from Verizon in Boston last year when Beth Cohen talked about the really tiny box with OpenStack running on it. So that was pretty impressive, and we kind of felt that this is really not just one thing popping up and then disappearing, but it's really the starting point for something. So that's where we basically, with the foundation team, started to look into where the interest is, bringing the people together, right? Like providing space and time and a room to talk about this topic, and that's when kind of the edge computing group, which is a foundation level working group around edge computing, started to formalize. And I became basically the person who was kind of already on the edge.
So you're saying that the edge computing group is bigger than, it's not the same as just Starling. Starling isn't the only thing, Starling X isn't the only thing that OpenStack is doing as far as edge computing. Is that correct?
No. Yes, it's correct. So, the two things are basically complementary to each other. So I already started the story with this keynote in Boston. Like, we had a smaller conference, a workshop style conference in September last year, so a bit more than a year ago. We call it Open Dev, and it was basically, the purpose was to kick off this edge computing area within the foundation, and just really trying to figure out where this whole thing gets us. So we had around 200 people for 2 days, and it was really funny actually, because as I remember it, I think like at each and every session, we had somebody asking that, okay, what do you mean exactly by edge and edge computing? Let's define this. And no one really agreed with the other person. And we experienced this at the OpenStack Summit Sydney, which was like 2 months after this Open Dev conference, that people got into really heated discussions about what Edge actually is, and you know, which part of it is of the like regular architecture diagram that you see everywhere these days. And just, you know, because I'm a telecom person, I'm an, I don't know, industrial IoT person, and we talk about the same thing, but we actually are not talking about the same thing. So after Open Dev, we got a couple of people sticking around to basically trying to work this out. We also had a mailing list, and then after that, an IRC channel, basically setting up the regular tools that we are using with the OpenStack community for more than 8 years now. Time is flying. So we really started to discuss, and as we identified the sort of need that, okay, we need a definition. Maybe we will not come up with a, like, let's say, universal definition. So there will be people, areas, parts of the industry who define it in a slightly different way. But we, with the group, basically sat down and with 10 authors, we wrote a white paper around edge computing. So if you hit up openstack.org/edge, then you will find the white paper in English and a couple more languages. It's also translated to a few languages, which was basically really just about to define like the foundation of the work that we are doing. And just, you know, saying that this is what we mean when we say cloud edge computing. These are the numbers. These are the high-level requirements. We had a couple of example use cases, like obviously things like network as a service. We had a retail use case, cloud in a box. We had satellite communication. So really tried to pick something from multiple areas of the industry, but obviously the whole thing is telecommunications heavy because of 5G and the operators are already being there. And from these like few example use cases, the group is basically like growing the number of these use cases to look into. And what we said as sort of a mission is to really like keeping our scope on the infrastructure as a service layer. So we are not really trying to solve problems above or under it. We are working together with other communities for that regard. But on that layer, we are really looking into the whole spectrum of the industry. So it's telecommunications, manufacturing, industrial IoT, smart cities. Well, these days, kind of almost anything and everything. And what we are doing when we are getting new use cases is that we are looking into the details, like from the business case through the architecture, what are the requirements for these use cases, trying to find commonalities between the requirements, but also differences. Like, it's so interesting because everyone likes to just, you know, just say edge, because if you say edge, then you sort of kind of become part of the industry again, because everyone talks about edge, and when someone says edge, they kind of almost immediately say like latency. Oh yeah, of course, this is kind of, let's say, trivial that latency is one of the requirements. But I talked to someone from the automotive industry a few weeks back, and he was like, yeah, we understand this whole hype around latency, but we actually want big data, because for some of the use cases, you just don't really want the data to go anywhere. You want to handle it very, very locally. So then you need to be able to deal with the gigantic amount of data that all the sensors are generating, for example. So when you talk to more and more people, you just get these like little differences. And it's not like it's a completely new requirement, but a new focus point for that part of the industry. So basically, by now we acknowledge that there's no one size fits all solution for edge. And what the group is trying to do, that not just saying that, okay, these are the requirements and this package will be the solution for you. We are basically kind of trying to draw and identify reference architectures, not just one, but some examples, and mapping them to use cases, sort of trying to help people, companies, and the industry to figure it out, and like how to use the different services and components that they are picking up, how to put them together, how to integrate them, how it looks like in a bigger context, and these sort of things. And obviously, when it comes to like reference architectures and requirements, like all the use cases and information that the group is collecting is we are feeding that into StarlingX on one hand, and also with the StarlingX community, we are working together and feeding that into also the relevant OpenStack projects or OpenStack project teams rather, and working together with them when it comes to actual implementation work and testing work, and just trying to figure this whole thing out together.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a important and exciting mandate. It sounds like it's really relevant, and you're solving very real problems for companies that are trying to sort out the best way to do this.
Yeah, well, we are trying our best. I mean, edge computing is sort of a hype these days. I guess I didn't say anything new with that or surprising. Like there are, if I heard it correctly, around 26, 27 groups out there trying to figure out edge computing, both in standardization as well as different open source groups and organizations. I heard just yet another new one last week popping up and formalizing. Some groups are like focusing more on some parts of the industry, like for example automotive. They are sort of at the same place where telecommunication was like 2, 3, 4 years ago, in the sense of it is a really, really competitive part of the industry. So when it comes to talking about what we are doing, what we are planning to do, what our use case is, how we are planning to solve it, they don't really like to do that in front of everybody. Mm. So they have like smaller, rather closed groups. So you can see some high-level paper that they publish. You can see who is participating in the group, but you can't really see all the details. They are just not necessarily ready for it yet. They haven't figured it out what they can talk about in public or how they can talk about it in public without ruining their business, and how their business will be, I don't know, transforming or shifting if they are entering this more public open source space and ecosystem, like what the benefits are and what they need to be more conscious about. So it is really interesting to see. Those are, you know, like one type of groups. Other thing is, for example, Etsy Mac being multi-access edge computing. They are like, they have an architectural framework diagram with the platform and infrastructure being this small box, and they have a lot of other components in the whole thing. So obviously, who's interested in standardization and those parts, our group and somewhat through our group, StarlingX as well, like collaborating with those companies and also the standardization group itself, trying to figure out how the platform fits in, what requirements they might have, or how we can make it more clear how the platform looks like so they can, you know, see the interfaces and work based on what we have. We have a very, very similar collaboration with the Etsy NFV group. So we have some experience on that angle, and looking into the whole ecosystem from OPNFV through Kubernetes, and really just trying to figure out how to integrate, and not just figuring it out by ourselves, but like how we can help the rest of the industry to figure this out. Like our work around use cases, we got really good feedback from, I believe it was the Open Networking Summit in Europe, 1 month back, where someone said that it's really, really good that we are doing this use cases work because they are also using our documents and just, you know, using that to understand the whole space better.
Nice. Hey, Pete, I want to ask Ildikó about Berlin specifically, but before I pivot to that, do you have any questions about the Edge Computing Group and the stuff we've been talking about?
The thing that hits me as you're speaking through this is just the logistics of this, right? I mean, you've got, you set up to 26 different groups, some of which are associated with OpenStack, some of which are outside. You've got an area that everybody thinks is important, certainly, but that nobody can even agree on terms. You've got some people who want to share. You've got other people who don't want to share because they think of it as competitive intel. I'm stunned by like what a day in your life must be like. And so how do you navigate this stuff in such a way that you're, I mean, it's worse than herding cats, right? Because it's, cats don't have quite the same competitive intel worries that some of your constituents do. So I guess what have you found is the key to making progress, giving all those, you know, all those competing things that would otherwise drive you to not having some consensus or not having some people start to work together?
Well, that's an interesting question. Well, first, I would like to say that I love cats. Cats are the most awesome. But yeah, let's get back to Edge. So I talked to somebody and they basically like, just gave it a different angle and perspective in the sense of that edge computing itself is really complex, whatever that is. I'm not sure that anyone ever will be able to give a short definition to what it is. It's like cloud just elevated and no one knows what cloud is still. So we're pretty much screwed on that angle. But when it comes to figuring it out, you can't really have just one group trying to address everything down from hardware up to the workloads and how you put it together, how you test it out. So from this perspective, we actually really do need multiple groups, like looking into different parts, looking into the infrastructure, looking into, you know, some specific applications, and then the other type of workloads. Someone has to look into the hardware. Someone has to look into the whole bigger picture and trying to figure out how to integrate and test it, how you test the different angles, like scalability. It sounds somewhat easy, but then when you think of it a little more, it's not that easy to test, especially in an open source environment and an ecosystem where you have parts from, you know, all different places. So when it comes to my day, I have a kind of full calendar, and there are a few time slots every day that every single community loves, because they work somewhat in the US, somewhat in Europe, and also in Asia. So I really wish that I could have for those hours two heads or three and just kind of, you know, listen in a little to each and every community call, not just ours, but other communities as well, just to figure out where they are at this point. I think what is important is to, on one hand, like I mentioned OPNFE, because we've been having a really good collaboration with that community for a while now, starting back in the Telecom NFE days when we just really wanted to accelerate NFE a little bit more. And when it comes to Edge, they have a new project. And just like how we used to, we get together, like the community calls for those are every second week, and just trying to look into what we can do now, how that community can help us and how we can help them. So with them, we are these days trying to figure out how to test identity related scenarios, like federation, synchronizing data, figuring out the different setups, how to test OpenStack Keystone, which is basically the identity management service. So really trying to look into something that we know that most of the configurations out there will need, like just need identity management all over the place. So we picked that one as like one of the starting points. It's not the only thing that we are planning to work on. This is what we started with, and trying to leverage the Pharos Labs in OPNFE. So basically, the the hardware labs all around the globe and trying to figure out how to set up and install a deployment which is truly distributed, how we can do it in an automatic fashion, how we can create like repeatable test scenarios, and taking these small steps, which are really, really important when it comes to like enhancing services such as OpenStack Keystone further, making sure that whatever new functionality we add, that will not break existing functionality. And these sort of activities. So with OPNFV, we already knew how to work together. So we only need to think about what we do together. While there are other communities out there, like we are looking into closer collaboration with the Open Compute Project. So like Open Hardware, they are just launching their Edge project. And what we would like to do and demonstrate is, again, do joint testing and just show like composable infrastructure infrastructure that is also ready for Edge, which is 100% open source from down the hardware up to the software layer. So I will obviously not like turn into a hardware person from one day to the other, but like following where the project is and seeing when they are ready to do testing work with software is what is important. So that's another area to look into. I'm also somewhat listening in at this point to, for example, the Kubernetes Edge calls, which are also bi-weekly, and just trying to see what they are doing and how we can take the already existing collaboration further when it comes to Edge, because like OpenStack is one of the cloud providers for Kubernetes, and the two communities are working really, really closely together, just really to show like, you know, you put software on top of the hardware, smoothing it out, and then you have Kubernetes on top of it, and basically like there are no limits, or like somewhere the other end of the universe, you can just do whatever you would like to, and you can have multi-cloud environment, and everything for you is kind of almost figured out by these communities when we are doing integration work and testing work. So that's like more towards the top of the stack. Also, there's another new community called Acrino. They are also doing more of a integration type of activity, and really trying to keep a closer eye on hardware specs as well as infrastructure, software, and the application layer, and just trying to see what's missing from the different layers and how to address those gaps. That community is still somewhat forming and kind of defining their terms. So what we are looking into there is, again, when they are ready to have closer collaboration with and having actual like technical activities all together. So that's, again, something that I'm more following at this point and looking into how we can like collaborate together. And a lot of calls and reading wiki pages, articles, and talking to people. Also, a lot of attending conferences. Like there are a couple of more edge-related ones, and a couple more where just, you know, everyone ending up talking about edge, such as like the Berlin Summit last week.
Hey, that's a perfect segue. We are running out of time, but I did want to ask you, I mean, I think that in all likelihood, most of our audience did not get to go to Berlin. I'm sure some did, but if you had to point them toward any videos that they would check out, I know the summit, the foundation is really good about, you know, recording all the talks. I think literally every breakout session and every keynote is probably recorded and available online. If you had to point them to toward either an outstanding keynote or a couple outstanding breakout sessions, you can point. I know you spoke at least a few times, possibly several times there. Are there any you would encourage folks to check out?
Yeah, so I know that our keynotes are already published. It should be somewhere at the OpenStack website, openstack.org/summit. Somewhere over there, we have a short link that I don't remember for the videos. So the keynotes are already there, and we are working on to publish all the conference sessions, like panels and presentations, for people to watch it later. So it should be up in the next, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, the very latest. As far as keynotes are concerned, like, my very, very favorite is a manufacturing company. It's about Edge. So they are in the textile industry, and they talked about how they are, like, transforming their business with digitalization, and how OpenStack helps them to do that. So I think that's a pretty pretty great keynote. They are talking about Yarn and how, you know, the factories look like, and I personally think that it's really, really interesting. And I also talked to them after the keynote, and just when you hear a completely different story that's not necessarily about code lines and, you know, these services, but when you just hear about gigantic machines and how they are working, how they are producing data, and how that world is basically transforming from what you just think of, you know, like big, dirty expo hall, or a couple of expo hall or football field size buildings with all these gigantic machines and all these sort of things. It basically turns into having these industrial pieces around those machines that are, like, controlling the whole thing, which is, like, gigantic, and they are producing tons of yarn per day or something, really, really ridiculous number. And if there's something wrong with the machine or the temperature in the factory or, like, tiny things, then they lose a lot of money because, you know, production stops or the quality of the yarn is not perfect. So when it comes to, you know, fabric and even the tiles to your car, it's just, you know, they can't use the yarn anymore. So it really is important that those machines are working perfectly as much as they can. And now they are really just transforming their business by trying to rather like having a centralized center to control the machines, to analyze the data that's coming from the machines. If there's some issue with production, like identifying it as soon as possible and act on it as soon as possible, and like how they are using open source to it. This was their first OpenStack Summit, and they were really, really excited about it. So were we. So it's a really great use case for us as well to look into.
Do you remember if they were day one, day two, day three, for people who are looking for it?
They were day one keynote. Okay. The company is called Earlycon, and I believe that they also had a full 40-minute session as well. So later on, when we have that up, it should be up with the videos as well. But just to mention a few other things, yeah, we had a full track for edge computing. So if someone would like to catch up, just, you know, look into the video streams for that. We had at least, I don't know, 5 to 10 sessions every single day about edge. We also had, like, the OpenStack Summit is somewhat special in the sense of that we have the conference sessions, which are recorded. And people can catch up on that. We also have another part of the conference, which is called Forum. Forum is basically consists of 40-minute long working sessions. So it's rooms full of people who are rather discussing a topic as opposed to someone presenting. So we had a couple of Forum sessions for the edge computing group, talking a bit more about use cases, seeing whether we have something new in the room, or rather we can put priorities next to the existing use cases to work more on some of them and like leave others for later. Also working on more on the reference architectures and really boiling it down that which OpenStack services are somewhat ready already and where work is ongoing. Starling X had a couple of forum sessions as well. They were looking into IoT, for instance, as well as containers, because for the upcoming releases, they are looking into, on one hand, containerized control plane, and on the other hand, like how containers can be like equal citizen with VMs and also bare metal. So like really looking into the requirement, the needs and requirements for that and what they need to work on. They also had a session on just, you know, ask me anything about Starling X, which I think was a really great idea. And we got some really good questions from people who are playing with the code already or planning to deploy, do proof of concepts with it. And again, yeah, some focus on containers, for example, the distributed manner, also like how small the footprint can be, which is again really important for Edge. That was a really great one. And just sort of outside or in parallel to the Edge group and Starling X, there were a couple of OpenStack projects like block storage or the Cola, which is containerized control plane deployment, and ironing for bare metal management services. They had their like separate standalone sessions, basically looking into what the Edge group and Starling X is doing and just like interpreting it down to what they are working on and what their focus areas are for the current and upcoming OpenStack release. And it's really great to see that while we have a minimum viable product architecture diagram for the Edge computing group, just really kind of setting priorities for ourselves, and not all the OpenStack services are part of it yet, because we really try to keep it minimalistic to have something to start with. But in parallel to that activity, like other OpenStack services already are like talking about how to address requirements for Edge. So when we get there to, you know, increase the scope a little, hopefully they will be really, really close to ready, just to continue with the integration and testing work. And then we can all just enhance the whole package further and further. But there are a lot of activities going on in parallel that people can either watch sessions about or like look up Etherpads and wiki pages, monitor the Edge Computing Group, Starling X, and OpenStack mailing list for summaries on the summit, and just really trying to catch up. I believe these two were the like main activities around the summit, and well, big buzz around Edge, and me being like one of the Edge people around, that's what I heard like all 2 days.
Right.
And others said the same thing, as like, this summit seemed to be all about Edge. Like, this wasn't the first one. Yeah, people really, really like to talk about Edge. And luckily, we are not just talking about it, but we are also already started implementation work around it and taking steps in Starling X and also in OpenStack. So I would really, really encourage people to reach out on the mailing list or on IRC or find me. It's really easy, ildiko@openstack.org. I'm happy to answer any questions, or if I can't, because there, you know, it can happen that I can answer a question, but I will find you the person who can. So you will be able to, you know, participate and contribute easily. Just reach out.
That was a great rundown. Thank you so much, Ildiko. I'm going to look up that keynote in particular. And I'll include the link to it in the show notes for anybody who listens to this, so that you can find it pretty easily if you don't want to go to the OpenStack site. Although, of course, I encourage you to go there and to roam around and check out the rest of the edge tracks. At this point, we are out of time, so I'm going to wrap it up. Pete, is there any last question you have to squeeze in, or are you done?
Oh, good, thanks.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I know it's late where you are, Ildiko, so I really appreciate you staying up to talk with us on these odd hours, although it sounds like with all the different regions you work, like you're probably up at odd hours all the time. But we appreciate it nonetheless, and we hope we do get to talk to you in the future.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.